On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
Ice creamer, you screamer, we all screamer for ice creamer.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On prendra ça?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable on the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot?
Yes.
I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Certains l'aiment FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Pierre François, mixage Axel Botton, aujourd'hui Jane Fonda.
Are you ready for your prime time workout? Stand with your feet a little more than hip distance apart and slightly turned out. Lower the right arm and reach over to the right with the left arm. Reach. Two. Three. Four. That arm should be directly over your ear, not in front of your face. Feel the stretch. Pull in that stomach and reach up from the waist. Don't slouch. Five. Six. Now come center. And to the left. Reach over to the left with the right arm directly over your ear. Chest is lifted. Tuck the hips under. Weight is slightly forward. Now feet are wider apart. And reach. Feel the stretch. And smile. Come on now. Come center. Hands behind your head. Elbows back. And reach to the right. Reach that torso. Feel it in the waist. Six, seven, eight. Keep going. Stretch. Feel the stretch. Work that waist. And come to the center again. And now to the left. Elbows back. Feel the stretch on the right side of the waist. Pull up tall. You can bend your knees if it keeps your back from arching. One, two, three, four, five, six.
I had a baby named Jane. She could shake that thing. Said her daddy used to hang with Johnny Coltrane. She sang on Soul Train with a friend named Jen. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda. One, two, three, four. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out, shake it little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. Five, six, seven now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it little mama. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda. One, two, three, four. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out, shake it little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. Five, six, seven now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it, little mama. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda.
I had a doll named Dana from Santa Ana. She was a waitress at the Copacabana. She was slamming and her ass was jamming. Like Janet Jackson in the Rhythm Nation. Her brother Jason had a girl named Grace. And you could see her ass from outer space. So I landed on a planet. And planted a Mickey F flag in it, damn it.
One, two, three, four. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out. Shake it, little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. Five, six, seven now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it, little mama. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda. One, two, three, four. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out. Shake it, little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. Five, six, seven now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it, little mama. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda. One, two, three, four. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out. Shake it, little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. Five, six, seven now. If you don't know, let me show you how to work it out. Work it, little mama. I know you wanna do the Jane Fonda. One, two, three, four. Get your booty on the dance floor. Work it out. Shake it, little mama. Let me see you do the Jane Fonda. Five.
Jane Fonda en reine de l'aérobic, gentiment remixée pour entamer un certain LMFIP en déclaration de respect total à une comédienne rare à qui le festival Lumière de Lyon vient de décerner un prix pour l'ensemble de sa carrière. À 80 printemps, cette icône a brillé au firmament de Hollywood sans jamais renoncer à ses convictions. Chirurgie esthétique, politique, écologie, MeToo, comme autrefois opposition à la guerre du Vietnam ou révélation de ce que fut mai 68, elle est plus que jamais de tous les combats exprimés au cours d'une masterclass donnée à Paris cette semaine, son inquiétude face à l'état du monde. Sex symbole et féministe, elle a d'abord été une fille d'eux, obligée de se libérer de l'ombre d'un père, puis un corps, éblouissant René Clément, Cucor et Vadim, avant de laisser à Godard, Joseph Losey, Sidney Lumet ou Alain J. Pakula, avec qui elle décrocha son premier Oscar, le soin d'explorer les possibilités de son registre dramatique. Certains LMFIP rend hommage à une personnalité hors du commun, dont la filmographie épouse à la fois l'histoire et la plastique pop du cinéma contemporain. Un comédien, confie l'actrice, c'est comme un boxeur, il ne doit jamais cesser d'avoir faim. Jane Fonda, toujours d'appétit et sur le ring.
A ball, let it fall right in your lap. If you've got troubles, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you pause and in one of the stores there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles her greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true one Sunday in New York. Can take a short nautical break. They've got boats by the lake for hire. If there's a storm, you just make it on home and get cozy and warm by a fire. By Monday morning, you're both agreed it was fate. As day comes dawning, if you can't pick the spot or set the date. Met on Sunday, New York on Sunday, so make it Sunday in New York.
Do you mind if I have another drink?
Of course not. Help yourself.
I wish I were a man.
Well, it's a little late. Maybe next time around.
It's a long time to wait.
Here.
If I were you, I'd kiss me. What are you thinking?
I was thinking that if I lived to be 1,000 years old, I'd never understand women.
You're right.
Say, when it comes to lies, you take the prize. You win the cup of gold. I can recall a tale as tall as the tall story you told. Now, when it comes to fake, honey, you take the cake. You win the ribbon blue. I know no cheat who could ever compete with a tall story from you. I never flew so high. You took me to the sky where all my dreams burst their seams and simply fell apart. When it comes to fraud, I must applaud. You're first on every chart. Why did I fall for such a tall, tall story from the start? Why did I fall and break my foolish heart? When it comes to fraud, I must applaud. You're first on every single chart. Why did I fall for such a tall, tall story from the start? Why did I fall and break my foolish heart?
Dormait dans Un dimanche à New York où Jane Fonda joue une critique musicale de Broadway. Puis Bobby Darin qui chante dans le premier film où elle apparaît, La tête à l'envers, dont la musique fut composée par André Previn et Shelley Mayne, deux cadors de la West Coast. Les 50s sont des années de formation à Hollywood pour la jeune princesse, fille d'Henry Fonda, légende vivante du cinéma américain. Une prison dorée également qu'elle fait voler en éclats en partant tourner en Europe en 63 avec Alain Delon dans Les Félins, puis avec Maurice René dans La Ronde de Roger Vadim. La voici dans Certalem Fip au micro de François Chalet, un autre cador, mais de la French Riviera sur le tournage du film de René Clément.
Dépassons Nice et même Monte Carlo, mais retrouvons à Roquebrune René Clément. Pour Nice un Nice sauf, déjà nommé, il a fait venir d'Amérique un étrange fruit femelle, moitié pétale de rose, moitié épine. À mi-chemin entre Brigitte Bardot et Jeanne Moreau, et oui, c'est là et pas ailleurs qu'il y avait une place à prendre. Le nom de ce miracle, Jane Fonda. À votre avis, Jane, est-ce que le fait d'être la fille d'Henry Fonda était pour vous un handicap ou au contraire, est-ce que cela vous a aidé?
Absolument. Je ne sais pas pourquoi tout le monde... Je me sens que tout le monde veut que je dise c'est un handicap.
Oui.
Mais...
Vous n'attends rien, moi.
Non, pas du tout. Ça m'a aidé beaucoup. Oui. Enfin, jusqu'à la moment que je dois tourner.
Oui.
Tu comprends?
Oui.
Parce que pour tous les autres actrices, il faut longtemps d'être une actrice. Et à cause de mon nom, les producteurs en Amérique m'ont pris beaucoup plus vite.
Thank you. just call me Lovebird. That'll just suit me fine. Lovin' and me go hand in hand. It's really divine. Here in my lovin' cage, I've just been waiting, preening my feathers, till I find my mate. And baby, you've been sighted. Oh yes, you're invited. Yes, sir, I'd be delighted. Open the door and walk right into my love cage. I think I've found a mate, and I can hardly wait. Can't wait to treat you sweet, just like a lovebird really ought to do. Now, don't be wasting time, sweet feathered friend of mine. I've got the wildest urge for stringing things to feather my nest for you. I've got a bird's eye view, and all I can see is you. I've got a treat for you. I can be sweet to you.
Sur la BO des Félins de René Clément, composée par Lalo Schifrin, où la beauté de Delon rivalise avec celle de la jeune Jane Fonda, alors au zénith de la sienne, ayant rencontré sur le tournage de La Ronde son Pygmalion, son ange noir Roger Vadim, qui fait d'elle une icône sexuelle. « Il était tout pour moi », se souvient l'actrice. « Elle était trop belle, trop offerte », dira Vadim, qui n'a qu'une idée en tête, la façonner comme il avait façonné Bardot. Dans Barbarella, Jane Fonda devient ainsi une héroïne érotico-futuriste, guerrière astronaute dénudée, capturée, ligotée sous les yeux de son mari. « J'ai été ce que les hommes voulaient que je sois », souligne-t-elle, « car je souffrais de la maladie de vouloir plaire ». Néanmoins, le film triomphe et la propulse au rang de star, le magazine Life allant jusqu'à la désigner femme la plus désirable du monde, et Vadim créa ainsi Fonda.
Several months ago, I had the pleasure of visiting and filming Jane Fonda and her husband Roger Vadim at their beautiful farm outside of Paris. Jane is one of our finest actresses. Vadim, as he is called in France, is one of the giants of European filmmaking. Pleasure to have this charming couple with us. Here are Jane Fonda and Roger Vadim. May I talk to her for 1 minute, Roger?
Yes, yes.
Hi, Jane.
It's nice to see you again.
It's good to see you again. That's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yes, but you know, I managed to have my wife work more than I did those last days, and it's all right.
Oh, that's better. Yeah.
He's very cool. I don't know how he does it. I'm the one that gets him nervous, and he's just sort of floats through it all.
Very relaxed.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Hand me a garment.
See Barbarella do her thing with the nice angel. With the warm, friendly Iceman. With the cold, evil Black Queen.
Hello, pretty, pretty.
With the charming hand-to-hand Romeo. See Barbarella do her thing in the wild, excessive machine.
Sort of nice, isn't it?
In the biting birdcage. In the chamber of dreams. In the labyrinth of love. In the deadly dollhouse. In the palace of pleasure. You find adventure beyond your imagination when you get lost in space with Barbarella. Barbarella, Barbarella.
As a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out of every home. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again. Fact is cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job. I am at home. Oh no, no.
Écoutez les émissions, on a vraiment l'impression que c'est toujours la même personne qui a pensé et qui écrit tout ce que je veux dire. Bon, alors moi je m'aperçois que pour parler de ce dont je veux parler, ce style ne sert à rien. Mais je ne trouve rien d'autre à la place.
See, what happened was that I tried. This time I made an effort.
J'ai essayé au moins une fois. Le commentaire qu'on vient de me refuser, celui sur l'histoire de l'usine.
The more I move forward, the less I understand.
J'avance, moins j'ai l'impression de comprendre ce qui se passe.
The things that I'm involved with in France.
Les choses qui m'intéressent en France me deviennent complètement opaques.
I'm an American correspondent in France.
Je suis une correspondante américaine en France qui ne correspond plus à rien.
That's all.
Jane Fonda, à l'instant, en journaliste et animatrice de radio pour Tout va bien de Jean-Luc Godard et Jean-Pierre Gorin dans Certains l'aiment FIP. Après sa période Barbie, Barbarella avec Vadim, Jane prend son destin en main. Débarquée en 72 chez Godard, en pleine période engagée du cinéaste, dans une usine de charcuterie industrielle occupée par ses ouvriers, est un geste fort. Aux côtés d'Yves Montand, elle se prétend curieuse à la déstructuration façon puzzle du récit par Godard et Gorin. Un travail de remise en question de son métier qu'elle prolonge 10 ans plus tard pour Delphine Seyrig dans le cadre de son documentaire « Sois belle et tais-toi » où la comédienne interroge 23 femmes actrices dont Juliette Berthaud, Shirley MacLaine, Marie Dubois, Hélène Burstyn, Anne Wiazemski et donc Jane Fonda.
« Sois belle et tais-toi » Jane Fonda.
Je n'oublierai jamais le premier jour où j'étais à Warner Brothers. Ils m'ont dit qu'il fallait que je tâte les cheveux blondes parce que c'était comme ça qu'il fallait être. Et puis le dernier... Oh oui, ils voulaient que je fasse casser le mâchoire, briser le mâchoire par une dentiste pour...
Creuser les joues.
Creuser les joues. J'avais des belles joues d'adolescence un peu. Et puis Joshua Logan, en plus, qui était le metteur en scène et qui est aussi mon, how do you say, godfather, mon parrain. Mon parrain. Un jour, avec le nez que tu as, tu vas jamais pouvoir jouer la tragédie parce qu'on ne peut pas le prendre au sérieux, ce nez-là. Et puis dernièrement, le mot est venu d'en haut que Jack Warner, le chef de studio, voulait que je mette des faux seins. Ben, il n'aimait pas des femmes avec des petits seins. Alors c'était très clair, j'étais un produit du marché et il fallait bien que je m'arrange pour me rendre commercial parce qu'on allait investir de l'argent sur mon dos. Alors la mâchoire quand même, il l'a pas arrangé, ni le nez, mais j'ai porté des faux seins et des cheveux blancs et les cils pendant 10 ans, quoi. Ce qui veut dire que moi, Jane Fonda, était là, et puis cette image était là, et il y avait cette aliénation entre les deux.
Partially broken window up there someplace. I was trying to see if it was light out there.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes down by the beach it gets light by 4. It's like that in Hawaii. Because it's an island, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, you can look right out across the ocean to where the light is. You can even stand in one spot and watch the sun come up on one side of the world and go down on the other side.
How'd you get out there, Hawaii?
Oh, I've never been there, actually. You can imagine what it's like.
Yeah, you can imagine you're Gary Cooper, too, I suppose.
Oh, I didn't mean that at all. Look, why are you always trying to start an argument? All I meant was...
Hey, you tell that twist to lay off of my wife. She was at it again. Every one of them rest periods, she's on her all the time about why don't she have it cut out? Why don't she get rid of it? Well, she's giving Ruby the jumps, and I ain't having my wife upset by no tramp like her.
Go to hell, you big ape.
Don't.
Boy, next time I'm on the
line. Hey, knock it off.
Well, you know the rules. No fights on the floor. What do you think? This is a joint or something?
I'm keeping an eye on you.
Which one? stupid. You see, the face on that corn pony could have killed you.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, then why did you do it?
Because you're my partner.
Johnny Green dans Certains l'aiment Fip sur la BO dont achève bien les chevaux de Sidney Pollack qui nous plonge dans la grande dépression des années 30 où l'on suit un couple de laissés pour compte qui survit en participant à des marathons de danse filmés en temps réel par le cinéaste. Une compétition féroce entre individus et un spectacle de la déchéance humaine autour d'un dancing transfiguré en métaphore du capitalisme sauvage. Jane Fonda, impliquée dès l'écriture du scénario, s'offre sous nos yeux toute de rage et de feu, incarnant son premier rôle politique à l'écran. Enfin émancipée des ombres de son père, Henri et de Vadim, elle décroche ensuite l'Oscar de la meilleure actrice en 71 pour Clute et son rôle de prostituée poursuivi par un serial killer.
Ree Daniels.
One man is missing. Two girls lie dead, and somebody is on the other end of the phone. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Who is it?
Ree Daniels.
Come in now.
Ree Daniels, girl on the brink. Somewhere among her clientele is a freak who murders call girls.
Sit down.
And a wholly incredible cop who insists her life is worth saving.
I don't think he's going to come back again.
I just don't want to be alone right now.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
What else do you remember about the man who beat you up?
Nothing. Except that he wasn't kidding, that's all. Hello?
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Bande-annonce de Clute dans Certains l'aiment Fip, magnifique thriller anxiogène d'Alan J. Pakula qui imagine Jane Fonda en call girl paumée mais sublime. On la suit, fragile, allant de client en client, fuyant le sadique qui la traque ou encore chez un psy qui lui fait prendre conscience de sa condition. Clute, c'est l'histoire d'une évolution, d'une prise de conscience. Jane Fonda revendique ce rôle comme un acte militant en faveur du féminisme. C'est aussi le film d'une époque, d'un New York sale, pluvieux et inquiétant, où pour échapper à la morosité, on se réfugie dans les boîtes de nuit, où les DJ mixent un funk en train de devenir du disco.
Thank you.
feel physically. That's what's different. I mean, I feel. My body feels. I enjoy making love with him. Which is a very baffling and bewildering thing for me because I've never felt that before. I just wish that I could let things happen and enjoy it, you know, for what it is and while it lasts and relax about it. And he seems to accept me. And I guess having sex with somebody and feeling that those sort of feelings towards them is very new to me, and I wish that I didn't keep wanting to destroy it.
And what a time it was, it was. A time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
Simon & Garfunkel dans Certalem Fip, extrait de la magnifique musique de Coming Home de Hal Ashby, Le Retour en français, qui vaut à Jane Fonda son second Oscar. Film bilan de l'engagement des États-Unis au Vietnam avec d'un côté Bruce Dern en militaire qui part au combat et de l'autre John Voight qui en revient dans une chaise roulante. Et Jane Fonda, au milieu. Un sujet touchy pour celle qui a pris le risque d'aller voir ce qui se passait là-bas, notamment à Hanoï, où des clichés d'elle, perchés sur un canon anti-aérien, ont fait scandale. Le réconfort est venu d'Europe, où Godard, encore lui, se fend d'une Letter to Jane, réalisée à partir d'une autre photographie de l'actrice, parlant avec une paysanne vietnamienne.
I wanted to come to North Vietnam for two reasons. I wanted to find out for myself whether or not Richard Nixon has been bombing civilian targets in the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. Because, of course, this is being denied in the United States. And I also wanted to find out if what I was hearing on the radio in the United States was true. That the North was collapsing, that the women were being sold into prostitution, that black market was rampant, and that corruption was everywhere. I arrived here on July 8th, and despite the heavy bombing that makes it difficult for guests to travel here, I was able to visit many areas and meet many people.
How can one fight against this situation? Not by banning the publication of this kind of photograph. One would have to stop all these TV and radio programs in practically every country in the world. No. Let's look, on the other hand, at the face of the American actress without the rest of the photograph. One can see right away that it doesn't reflect anything, or rather, that it only reflects itself. But a self that is nowhere, lost in the infinite immensity and immortal tenderness of a Pietà by Michelangelo, a woman's face that does not reflect other women. The Vietnamese face was a function reflecting reality, whereas the American's face is a function that only reflects a function. A face that could also belong to a hippie needing a fix, to a student in Eugene, Oregon, to a young girl in love who has just been dropped by a boyfriend.
Has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finally sees that she's like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl.
It looks like an accident.
Brenda! What a fabulous, marvelous prize!
Hi, Mick.
You look fabulous, Brenda.
You're getting mixed up with the last millennium, Mick.
What are you doing in Europe?
How many years have we known each other, Mick?
Let me count.
53 years. How many films have we done together?
9, 10, 11.
So after 53 years of friendship and 11 films together, you don't think I'm going to start to bullshit you now, do you? You of all people?
No, I don't. I wouldn't deserve that.
That's right. You don't deserve it. You deserve me to call a spade a spade, which is why I dragged my ass here from L.A.
I want you to be extraordinary.
Stop licking my ass. Make it just breaks my balls even more. Especially given what I've come to tell you.
Why? What have you come to tell me?
I'm not going to be in the movie, Mick.
Jane Fonda à Hanoï, puis Godard lui répondant en anglais et Dylan complétant le brelanda sur la BO de Coming Home dans Certain Lame Fip, avant que Jane, l'indestructible, ne dise ses quatre vérités à Hervé Kettel dans Yoth de Paolo Sorrentino. Et non, elle ne sera pas dans son film de merde. Après une période aérobique et son union avec le mania de la presse Ted Turner, les années 2000 voient son grand retour devant les caméras. Elle est la mère de Jennifer Lopez dans Sa mère ou moi, avec ses camarades Diane Keaton et Candice Bergen dans The Book Club, puis avec Lily Tomlin dans Grace and Frankie, deux femmes que tout oppose jusqu'au jour où leur mari, avocat dans la même firme, ne leur annonce qu'il les quitte pour vivre ensemble.
We want to talk to you about something. Saul and I are in love.
Excuse me?
You're gay.
We want to get married.
Oh, married?
Because we can do that now.
I know, I hosted that fundraiser.
I'm heartbroken. You're gonna make better memories, and you can reuse the frames.
They're gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine. I'm so
scared. Mom, we're gonna find you people to talk to. People who understand exactly what you're going through.
There's a group for wives of husbands who've turned gay in their 70s.
I am young. My joints are supple.
Yes, Robert is my law partner, but we are also homosexual law and bed partners with each other in life. Boy, this partner thing is really confusing, isn't it?
Frankie, you're a complete disaster. You do realize I have a knife in my hand. I don't want to face my remaining years alone. I'm just like you, but with a better personality. Certainly bigger.
Break down your emotions for me.
Now you can't eat until Monday. You have to operate?
I've never had surgery.
Not ever? Like, say, up around
No.
Extrait de Grace and Frankie, dont les saisons courent toujours sur Netflix, puis Gillian Welch, dont Orphan Girl, illustre Nos âmes la nuit, l'un des derniers films en date de l'orpheline, Jane Fonda, tourné en compagnie de Robert Redford, 50 ans après Pieds nus dans le parc. Certains LMFIP s'achèvent, mais le plaisir continue, puisque vous pouvez réécouter ou podcaster cette émission sur FIP.fr, et que Jane Fonda fait l'objet d'une rétrospective à la Cinémathèque française jusqu'au 5 novembre. La semaine prochaine, à l'occasion de la magnifique exposition à la Philharmonie de Paris, voyage au pays des comédies musicales avec Who Else, Gene Kelly.
Allez, anglais.
Écoute, je suis le professeur. Répétez après moi. Alors maintenant, une chanson américaine.
Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
But Moses, he noses, his toes aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toes to be.
Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
A Moses is a mose.
A rose is a rose.
A toes is a toes.
Now no more talking.
Avanti.
Azione.
Traveling.
Silenzio.